This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
He's charging $200 to put it in.
Wow.
I said,
good morning, everybody. How you guys doing? Martez, what's up?
Nothing much, man. What's going on with you? Sound like you got a crispy microphone.
Oh, Lord, you got a lot of mic problems.
Yay.
Oh, that's me. Hang on. That's me. Wait a minute. Okay. Give me now.
Didn't say, didn't do nothing. Went to use the bathroom and sit there for 30 minutes. All right. He said out for 20 and 30, 45
minutes. He, I... All right. Sorry about that. I'm so sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
We are live, I believe, Martez.
Yes, yes.
I'm doing good, man. It sounds like you got a new microphone. You sound good.
Yeah, I'm on my laptop. I had a lot of stuff going on in the background. I apologize for that. How you got to go on too?
Yeah, I do, man. That's why I got to turn my mic off most of this show. I'm doing the show from my house with a lot of family members, so
I do all the time. I understand. Good morning, everybody. We are normally David Bird is in the house with me, but he's not available right now. He's still in La La Land this morning. That's all right. But we got a lot to talk about, Martez. For example, Pat, I can't pronounce his name. Pat McAfee from NXT.
Oh, Pat McAfee. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Pat McAfee. He knocked out, if you will, Adam Cole, and they had some words, and Adam Cole got knocked out. Triple H said, "You won't be famous in the rings where to do it." But could we see a match between Adam Cole? I'm hoping to see a match there. What do you think about that?
I'm so mad because I was for a little part of me wanted that to be a real thing. I don't, a small part of me was hoping that that wasn't scripted, but now we know now that that was scripted, and I guess they're going to be taking on each other at some point.
Well, I was hoping they had words and everything. I'm like, okay, I see a match coming. Okay. But it was all over. By the way, at some point throughout this show, we will have technical. I see us now writing on the wall in English. We have technical difficulties. I'm still right now, so we apologize in advance. on my side and my kid's side, the technical difficulties bound to happen. So when you're live, anything happens when you're live. So, we apologize in advance. You guys, my kid has a party going on in the background. I understand, man. I feel you.
I'm going to turn my microphone off.
Yeah. My nephew was here and saying, man, I have my great nephew here, Martez. I'll tell you, that dude tore up my house. I understand. I love him, though, but it's a mess. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a few questions for you, folks. I've got here from our great fans. Normally, this is Russ Talking the D, hosted by the great Martez Al, but this morning it is Wrestling Tracks. And a few of y'all, we like to be vocal with y'all. We all like to be vocal with us. You sent us some questions. So I have one question here from a dude named Pat Johnson. And he asked me, what do I think of NXT? Well, NXT, my friends, is a wonderful product. It's the future of wrestling. There's other companies outside of WWE. But most of y'all been part of WWE all your life. You've been used to WWE. It's other companies. It's okay to be a fan of other companies, but the one that's close to home is WWE. So NXT, I think, is the proven ground to be a professional wrestler. If you want to be a professional wrestler, T is the place to be, man. I'll tell you that right now. They have it's like an actual school. They teach you how to cut a promo, teach you how to get some heat, teach you how to take moves properly. And they don't teach you how to fall, but they teach you how to take moves properly and how to execute them well. Kim Gabana with a G. Kim Gabana from Instagram. Why is the Four Horsewomen shut down our throats every week? I don't know. But I'd like to see one day the Four Horsewomen of UFC, Ronda Rousey, and I can't name three others, the Four Horsewomen of WWE, Bayley, Charlotte, Sasha Banks, and Becky Lynch. She's a mom now. But maybe one day the Four Horsewomen from WWE, the Four Horsewomen of UFC, they collide. Becky Lynch, obviously, would not be wrestling for quite some time. She has stepped aside to go into Mommyville. That's right. Becky Lynch is now somebody's mama. So she stepped aside, and obviously you can't wrestle while you're pregnant. She a while ago, after WrestleMania, after Money in the Bank, she surrendered the women's championship to Asuka. Now, here's the thing. Asuka thought she had the Money in the Bank contract, and the whole time she had the women's championship. She didn't know she was battling the whole time to be the women's champion. That was a mighty long time ago at the Money in the Bank. The only reason she surrendered the title, Becky Lynch, because she was pregnant. And obviously, I just said, you can't wrestle when you're pregnant. You got to sit this one out, big girl. So congratulations to Becky Lynch and her family, Seth Rollins, and I would say his real name. I don't want to break kayfabe, but congratulations to Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch as they plan their future. And who knows? We might have a little pattern of feet running around in WWE. Martez cut his mic off, so I want to give his opinion later on in the show. But just a second, I'm going to take a commercial break. Before we do that, if you have your opinion, you want to make heard, all you got to do is call in here. And normally, this is Martez's show, but he's graciously allowed me to host tonight, this morning, excuse me, 646-668-8672. 646-668-8672. That's the number to call in. That's the number to get your voice heard. Martez, excuse me. I'm sorry. Martez, give a commercial break if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
We are Kayfabe, the People's Band. We are the only sports entertainment cover band. We are going to play all of your favorite wrestling theme songs from the golden ages of the 1980s all the way up to today. From all or as many wrestling promotions that you love near and dear, from the NWA days, the WCW, to the WWF, or of course we know today is WWE, Ring of Honor, or New Japan, they got some theme songs out there. We will be playing them. And there will be some songs that we're going to cover that may not necessarily be wrestling theme songs, but they may have been songs that wrestlers have used in the past. Like, for example, the late, great Junkyard Dog, Hall of Famer. Back in the day, in the early 80s, he used to come out to a very popular song by the rock group Queen, another one by the Dust. That's just one example. And we are going to be playing everywhere we possibly can. Birthday parties, corporate events, wrestling shows, Comic Cons, anime conventions. We may even do a few anime songs, so, you know, we're open to a variety of things, but our bread and butter is going to be wrestling. And we.
Yes, sir. Check them out. You got them.
Subway, home of the famous $5 footlong, like our fresh toasted black forest ham with cheese and our newest $5 footlong, the fresh delicious chicken pizziola. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
All right. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, if you want to make your opinion heard, you want your voice known, all you got to do is call in to 646-668. And hang on, 646-668-8672, and your opinion heard, and we, worldwide, you're alive, not just in Detroit, not just in Dallas, Texas, we are worldwide this morning, blogtory.com, we're live in China, we're live in Japan, Australia, Middle East, we're everywhere, all you need is internet connection, tablet, phone, whatever, and we are live. SummerSlam. Let's get to it right quick. SummerSlam's coming up here. And I believe it's going to be pretty interesting. Certain matches. Now, normally, we get all the big shebang and everything. The big old party like we did at WrestleMania. But unfortunately, COVID said, nah, not today, baby. The Street Profits will take on Andrade and Angel Garza with Zelina Vega. I got something to say about Zelina Vega in just a second. Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton for the WWE Championship. Apollo Crews versus MVP for the United States Championship. Dominic Mysterio versus Seth Rollins. I've talked to Dominic before when he had his personal Facebook page. Dominic Gutierrez. He's a great kid. I think he's a good talent. He needs some work. He's been training. He's been prepping for this moment. His whole life, really. And I think he needs more time in the oven, personally, and more time in the training. But I think this is interesting. A lot of pressure. You're a third-generation wrestler. Your grandfather, your uncle, Rey Mysterio Sr., your father, Rey Mysterio. A lot of pressure on Dominic. And your uncle, if you will, your other uncle, Rey Mysterio's good friend, Eddie Guerrero. So wrestling's in your blood. So a lot of pressure, and it's pay-per-view. Millions of people watching. Dominic, good luck to you. Zelina Vega. Those of you who think they're banging on the side, Zelina Vega and Andrade and Angel Garza having a menage a trois, if you will. Nope, none of that. It's all business. When you work with Zelina Vega, it is all business all the time. Ain't no side pleasure. Ain't no mixing business with pleasure. Ain't no banging on the side, none of that. It's all business with the beautiful Zelina Vega. So SummerSlam should be interesting. Normally, it's supposed to be in Boston, but they're done with the Boston era thing. It's supposed to be Titty Gardens, but nah, we can't do that. So we're gonna move it to the Performance Center, and that'll be the end of that. And of course, the night before is going to be NXT TakeOver 30. Wow, you believe it? NXT TakeOver 30. I remember the first TakeOver. And so far, we got Bronson Reed, Damian Priest, Kushida, Cameron Grimes, and three other guys to be determined for the North American Championship in the good old-fashioned ladder match. Io Shirai, he's called Lo Shirai, Io Shirai, take on Dakota Kai for the NXT Championship, Women's Championship. All that takes place the night before SummerSlam here, at NXT. Man, speaking of here, a lot of things supposed to happen, man. We're supposed to have Survivor Series right here in Dallas, Texas. That's not to be. That sucks. It's supposed to be right in Dallas, Texas. But the powers that be said, nah, COVID running crazy. This is going to be at the Performance Center. Survivor Series is going to be at the Performance Center. TLC, Tables Out of the Chair, going to be at the Performance Center. Every pay-per-view for quite some time will be at the Performance Center. So that's my opinion there. If you got any opinions you want to talk about, all you got to do is call in. Very simple. Call in at 646-668-8672. 646-668-8672. And we'll have your opinion voiced here. Now, I got to brag about Disney Plus for just a little bit. I'm going to play a commercial in just a second for Disney Plus. I use this. I would never promote something I don't use myself. That's kind of almost like you kiss somebody's butt. I would never promote something I don't use. Disney Plus is cool. It starts you off as a free trial for $6.99. And then after that, it's $7.57 a month. I use it all the time. I watched it last night, and I guess it just cut off on me, and my TV was, I woke up, and my TV was dark. But it's cool. Got some cool stuff on there, and more to come. Disney Plus, enjoy the magic. Check this out.
Okay, everybody, let's take it from the top.
By the way, I do not blow smoke. I use it all the time myself. It is pretty cool. Martez, I got bored one night, so I turned on Disney Plus, And I watched High School Musical 3. Yeah, I said it. I watched High School Musical 3. It was pretty cool. Kenny Ortega is a brilliant director. So why in the hell we got the musical thing? I'm just saying. But, yeah, I don't know why we got the High School Musical thing on Disney Plus. It's ridiculous, in my opinion, because Kenny Ortega was brilliant. The curtain goes down at the end of the series. We're done. That's the end of it. And here comes the musical series. Martez, what's your opinion? Back to wrestling right here. What's your opinion on professional wrestling nowadays with Corona?
Professional wrestling now is right now it is what it is. Like they only working with what they can work with. So they basically abiding by the guidelines in which they can work with. So it's definitely making professional wrestling look unwatchable at times. However, I have to say this. I have to say I'm very proud to be a wrestling fan because of the simple fact that these wrestling promotions, not just WWE, they've been able to continue to give us content in spite of the trials and tribulations. I'm not trying to preach, but in spite of the trials and tribulations with the virus, they've still been able to give us shows. And some people are very critical of the product. But people have to realize, like, they don't have much to work with, you know? So I really applaud professional wrestling right now. And lastly, it's hard. I could see something happening. Like, I think I heard SummerSlam might be outdoors, and they might be able to bring fans to SummerSlam. So I'm hoping that happens because that's definitely going to add to the entertainment value of watching a professional wrestler.
Oh, definitely. You know, I saw Impact Wrestling. I gave up on them a long time ago. But they're picking up WWE's advice. They're doing empty arena shows. They start following suit. But mind you, WWE was the first to do that.
Exactly.
Before any other company, WWE was the first to have empty arenas. Everybody else like, I don't know. You know, it was scared. The NFL.
Right.
They definitely not going to do nothing in front of nobody, you know?
Right.
I don't know any football player that's going to suit up and have a game in front of nobody. It's scared.
Yep. That's why wrestlers are totally different animals than all these other sports athletes. You know, wrestlers.
Dang, right.
They do what they got to do, man.
Imagine winning the championship and nobody around to hear it. That's kind of nobody's fault, but it's the way it is, you know. So I wish we could redo Drew McIntyre winning his championship because nobody's around us, you know, on both sides, no boos or cheers on both sides because nobody's there. So you won your first major championship, but for nobody.
Right.
You know, and I think, in my humble opinion, that it's nobody's fault, but it's the way it is. That's our life for now.
Yeah, we don't know how long it's gonna stay this way, but. This may be the new normal for wrestling.
Oh yeah.
Can you hear me?
I hear you just cutting in and out.
Oh wow. Yeah, whenever they do.
Bruh. For real, you couldn't announce. I told y'all we got Tucker Duke's outside. It's all good. But I feel what you're saying though. But yeah. Yeah, how you go to the stage, you take in and out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel what you're saying.
Okay.
But every time you say it, you go in and out with it. It's not you, it's the equipment we got. That's all right. But man, if I can get political for just 1 second. Everything we do in this for lately, our new life, from voting online, not online, voting by mail, church online, school online, work online, everything we do online for right now. I guess you will vote by, unless you're doing it by mail. One person has got to go. Got to go. I don't care if you like him. He got to go. Donald John Trump. He got to go. I mean,
yeah.
First of all, what makes you think, Donald, that this is going to go away? There's no cure. There's no treatment. It's not going anywhere. We stuck with this thing, first of all. Secondly, each he wanted to delay the election. You ain't got no power to do that, bro. You're going to take this loss like a man. And thirdly, Martez, who in the hell allowed Kanye to run? Explain that to me.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a surprise when I heard he was running for office.
First of all, he ain't qualified. He ain't qualified to run for president. He late as hell running for president, first of all. I don't think he thought this through.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
The privacy you got now is gone. You run for president.
Yep. Absolutely.
The privacy that Kanye West has right now, the privacy he enjoys right now, the little bit he got, is
mm-hmm.
gone if he ever become president.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
Everything you do, everything
mm-hmm.
you say is written down for the record. Everything you do is gotta be documented. Every single thing you get a sneeze. The president
mm-hmm.
sneezed today. Breaking news, the president just sneezed.
Yeah.
You and Kim, you want to get busy. You want to get your freak on. The president first lady having sex this morning. Everything you do, every single thing you do is written down for the record, documented. Goodbye to your privacy, brother. You think this through, dude? Goodbye to your music. No way I can beat your studio in the White House. Talking about building him a studio in the White. No, we ain't gonna do that. And you thinking about it, get out your mind right now.
That's funny, man.
But you can kiss his music goodbye, privacy goodbye. Hell, he got to move. So your house gone for right now for the next 8 foot, God forbid, 8 years. You got to move. You got to stop your music. You got to run for the country. It's going to be a high mess.
Right.
I wouldn't mind Kim Kardashian as the first lady. But she don't want to be nobody the first lady. Let's be honest about it. I don't think Kim won't be anybody the first lady. Church or the government first lady. For, you know? I'm just saying. In fact, I'm telling you, I'm going on record and saying this. If I'm going to have an entanglement with Kim Kardashian, if Kanye wins. I said it. If Kanye wins, I'm going to have an entanglement with Kim Kardashian. I'm going to slide in the DMs, leave my number on all her DMs, all her social media, not stalking. But hey, you want to have an entanglement right quick before you become first lady? I'm just saying.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like that. my ladies and gentlemen, where's this world coming to, Martez?
I don't know what it's coming to, but I know where it's going. And it seemed like going to hell in a handbasket. And I'm just keeping it 100.
Look here. When y'all go down memory lane with your children and your grandchildren, let's leave 2020 out of this. Okay? 2020 mm-hmm. never happened. I mean, this is a hot mess. We lost Kobe. We got the virus. We stuck with Donald. Kanye trying to run. My God. Everything's online nowadays. Goodness gracious.
Yes, sir. Everything.
Most churches that. Huh?
Do you like it like that? That everything.
I in the beginning, yeah, but now I'm like, okay, I had enough of this. Martez, check this out.
Okay.
The last time I was in the physical church, the last time I sat down in anybody's building, not just church, anybody's facility, was March 8th. Okay?
Ooh.
That's the last time I sat down in anybody's facility.
Wow.
If I had known that, I would have went all out that day if I had known that. You feel me?
Yeah, because the last time I was at church, we finally opened our Sunday. But I did go to church a couple weeks ago for a funeral, unfortunate funeral. But before that funeral, I haven't have been to church since around that time, like March, I think the second week of March. So I totally understand, man. I don't know if it's gonna be this. I don't know how it's gonna feel going to actual church now.
And not just church either. Like the last times in anybody's building, church, movie theater, grocery store, without a mask, mm-hmm. by the way, without all this stuff, it was March 8th. I went to church that morning. I think it was just a normal, regular old day. I'll come to church next week. Next thing I know, I get the memo, hey, we close. Okay, maybe we not have a church this morning. Next Sunday, we close. Next Sunday, hey, we got a virus going around here. Okay, this is our life right now.
Uh-huh.
So most churches are looking like a ghost town out here.
Yeah.
You know, this is our, and then you got the Florida people. Cause people like, I don't want to wear a mask. That violates my rights. Bruh, it's a mask. Put the mask on for just a little bit. You'll be all right. It's not like you got to wear a mask in your own home. And if you feel like you have to, fine. Nobody's asking you to wear a mask in your own house. When you go out in public, wear a mask.
Right.
Now, if we made this legal and we made this a law thing, then I can understand violating your rights. But till then, it could be airborne. So this could be in the air. So put a mask on.
True.
I'm just saying. And all this, my friend, all of this could have been prevented if Donald didn't fire the people that kept this from spreading. But no. You got to be Donald Trump or fire somebody. So, technically, all this is one Donald Trump's fault. I say that because he fired a group of people that were responsible to keep this from spreading. It was controlled. It was all good. It was in a controlled environment. Everything was fine until he fired the people that were responsible for that. And now we got this mess. What do you think about it?
I think it's all messed up. I think it's a lot of people that have been irresponsible in terms of handling this virus. people that's in power. They have been very lackadaisical about really putting an end to this virus. And right now, I feel like people don't know what to do. People don't know, even people that's in charge, they don't have the answer. Because if we can't figure this out soon, then this screams major trouble going forward. Because if this virus is as deadly as everybody said it is, who's to say it won't just wipe out everybody? I'm not saying that's gonna happen, but I'm a Bible believer, and I know certain things has to happen in the world for the Bible to be real. And you know, part of me feel like this is a spiritual thing going on from God, you know, that's gonna lead into something else. But that's a whole nother conversation for another day. But
actually, I'd like to say that. Because it is my opinion. If two things going to happen later on at some point when God is getting ready, let it happen. There's one book of the Bible that we as a people would not read. What would that be?
Revelation.
Okay. So either two things. Either God was lying or it's true. Right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's got to happen anyway. It's happening now. So either it's true or God was lying. If God was lying, I'm wasting my time. Like Paul said that Jesus and I was going to be the gospel of Jesus, and I'm wasting my time. So either, for all my atheist friends out there, either God was lying the whole time, we're just bullcrapping you all this time for all these years, or what everything he says since creation, since the beginning of the time, is true. I'm just saying. Because it's one or the other. Because who going to lie about, people die for this faith, okay? People have died to be a Christian. Who going to protect the lie? You know?
But,
I don't know anybody that's going to protect the lie. So, Martez, either A, we were telling the truth all we were telling the truth all this time, or B, this is all bull all these years.
Yeah,
it's a lot. Did you?
That's true. And I find myself having that question in my head because I mean, obviously, we go, but at the end of the day, God has not failed me. God has not disappointed me yet, and everything in that Bible has came to be true.
Yes, sir.
Especially, you think of Matthew 24, that Jesus was telling the disciples, so they asked Jesus, when will you return? And he said, I don't even know when I'm returning. Like, he don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there's going to be earthquakes in diverse places. That's happening. Wars, rumors of wars, that's happening. You know, like I think that mothers against daughters, that's happened. Sons against fathers. So all that's happening, and this revelation stuff, it's really coming out to be true, flat out.
Yeah.
And that's
people,
what,
like, yes, sir. We as a people, for some reason, are scared of that because it's not John's fault. John, the author of Revelation, it's not his fault. All he did is write down what he saw. And what you saw happened to be scary at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read Revelation, it's real simple. The first five chapters are just letters. So you're good. First five chapters.
Yeah.
The rest of it.
Uh-oh.
That's what people scared. It's not John's fault. He just wrote down what he saw.
Exactly.
You know.
There's no way.
All right, man. Artie, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Can you hear me?
I hear you. You're just cutting a little bit.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Now, something is weird about Talk Radio lately. I don't know what it is. But Can you hear me now? Better.
I hear you now. I thought it was just me.
No.
I thought that I kind of been tripping lately.
But yeah, I mean, I basically was just saying people better believe it, you know, or you're gonna be shocked when it actually happens if you don't believe it.
Right.
But
I mean, just like think about it. Like, if I can just be real for a minute. Like, God lets you a heads up. I'm just saying. So, you might want to see what you get them into, rather than be shocked later. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Because it's not like God didn't leave you a heads up. You know, He lets you a whole book. Hey, this is gonna happen. Whether you like it or not, it's gonna happen. Check it out. So
right.
it's not like He didn't let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fortunately, it happens to be a little scary, but it's got to happen anyway. Other than that, if it don't happen, and we have a problem, that means God was lying, and God is not lying. Therefore, it has to happen. Whether we like it or not, it's happening anyway.
Well said. Well said.
How much time we got, bro?
We got about 14 minutes to go.
All right, that's cool. Let's get back to wrestling a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you think? If I'm gonna say this, I think if the Levesques, and I didn't mean man's the Levesques, which is the grandchildren of Vince McMahon, Triple H's children, if they get in the hold of wrestling, how would wrestling look in their generation?
That's a good question. I think that's an excellent question. And I think that, if you can hear me, I think that it won't be quite what Vince McMahon had laid out,
mm-hmm.
but I think because they're part of the McMahon lineage, it will be a variation of what Vince has planned out. You know what I mean? But I don't think it'll be the same. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm not gonna sit here and say it's gonna be good or bad. I can't. I don't know. But obviously he left the blueprint for them to carry it on. Mm-hmm. But I do think they may spice it up a little bit.
Well, Triple H's older daughter, she's talking to Triple H about it. She has itch. I think she started to get the itch. The itch is like what makes you fall in love wrestling in the first place. So I think mm-hmm. she's starting to get the itch professional wrestling. She's starting to, okay, I like this. Okay, how do I get into it? And I said this on my show yesterday. I said professional wrestling, as you know, on television, yes, it is scripted. The road to professional wrestling, that's as real can be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like, yes, wrestling is scripted. Yes, it is. But when you're trying to be a wrestler, the training it takes to be a wrestler, that's as real as it can possibly get. I heard a football player from Canada went to Stu Hart's dungeon, and they thought wrestling was fake. They went to Stu Hart's dungeon, and Stu Hart stretched him out, they kind of a little female. Some football player went to Stu Hart's dungeon.
Oh.
And they thought wrestling was fake. They went to Stu Hart's dungeon and invited to the dungeon to get stretched out by Stu, right? Hall of Famer Stu Hart. And they thought wrestling was fake until Stu Hart got a hold of them.
That's funny, man.
They thought wrestling was fake. Wrestling is scripted. Wrestling is scripted when you get on television. On television, yes, it is. But the road to wrestling, to being a wrestler, is real as it can be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, big time.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes I think about getting in the wrestling ring, and I find out how hard it is and how much it takes out of you. I mean, I've seen the clips of people actually learning how to wrestle, and it's a lot to go into it. And I don't know if I'm mentally ready to do that, take the bumps, or stay in great shape.
See,
I don't know.
That's the point of training, especially in NXT. We train you. Nowadays, we'll train anybody. Back in the day, you had to know somebody to break into business. But nowadays, especially in NXT, we'll train anybody. We'll train the house. We'll train the housewife. We'll train a stay-at-home mom. If she wants to get into wrestling, we'll train a stay-at-home mom. We'll train anybody. We'll teach you how to take a hit properly. You never been punched in the face. Teach you how to get punched in the face and how to take it properly. Without getting hurt. How to punch somebody in their face without getting hurt. How to take a bump without getting hurt. Truly. Now, accidents happen all the time. Like, for example, I scheduled with David Burton. If I was the suplex, I'd pick you up at the suplex, a traditional suplex. If I slip and fall, you put your neck, that's accident, right? Now, if I plan to break your neck, that day you no longer deserve to be a wrestler.
Absolutely.
One thing is an accident. If I pick you up for a suplex, the lay vertical suplex, and I got you lay suplex, and I slip and fall, I lose my grip, and you break your neck, that's accidental. I didn't mean to. I lost my grip. If I purposely plan to break your neck, that day is the day you no longer deserve to be a wrestler.
I agree.
Fine and well. Accidents in professional wrestling, that's fine and well. It happens. But the day you plan to hurt somebody on purpose, like Texas and Lucha Underground, she planned to hurt her fellow wrestler, and that day she got shunned from the business. That's just my humble opinion there. I don't know why I didn't invite you to a party in the background, Martez.
You said what?
I wonder why I didn't get invited to the party in the background you got going on.
Man, you wouldn't want to come to this party because this party sucks, man. It sucks bad. But I've had to come over here. I'm at my mom's house today, and I had to come over here. And I knew I had to do this show, so I brought my laptop with me, and I didn't want to cancel out on you. But it's not so much of a party.
Nah.
But I know you being funny. But good thing we only got seven minutes to go.
But speaking of parties, it was supposed to be the big party of the Summer Slam, but unfortunately we're gonna take it back to the Performance Center, and it'll be somewhat of a get together. So we're from a party, the greatest party of the summer, to a get together, SummerSlam. It will be on the network. It will be with fans, as in NXT superstars. But it went from a party to a get together. But one day, Martez, one day, we'll get back together again, our wrestling family. Get back together again, and it'll be better than ever. But in the meantime, yeah, so distant. I said, I believe I have a few minutes to play this video by our dear friend Samuel L. Jackson and his version of Stay at Home. If you don't understand plain English, you understand brother Samuel L. Jackson, and he wants to share a few words. If you don't mind, hang on a second here. Let me pull it up. Brother Samuel L. Jackson would like to testify a little bit. I'm going to play the uncensored version because he's freaking Samuel L. Jackson. He can do that. So, if I can pull this up right here. The uncensored version from Brother Samuel L. Jackson.
Hang on a second here.
Stay the fuck at home. The Rona is spreading. This shit is no joke. It's no time to work or roam. The way you can fight it is simple, my friends. Just stay the fuck at home. Now, technically, I'm not a doctor. But motherfuckers listen when I read a poem. So here I am, Sam fucking Jackson, imploring you. Keep your ass at home. If you want things to get back to normal, don't panic. Just use your dome. Wash your hands, stop touching your face, and stay the fuck at home. Motherfucker, it's no time to gamble. Look around, you're not at a casino. Just stay the fuck home as if your name was Trenton Quarantino. Sure, you can still see your friends. Use the motherfucking app on your phone. But unless you just ran out of groceries, please stay the fuck at home. Thank you for doing your part to flatten the curve, because that shit is steep. And now that you're home, please feel free to go the fuck to sleep.
That was Brother Samuel L. Jackson, as only he can. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Samuel, not playing around.
Yes, sir. That was our little sermonette for today. Stay the F at home, if you can. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be for today. Thank you very much for having Martez. Join us next. I might do a little something on the pod tomorrow. Right here on BlockRadio.com. Just click over to BlockRadio.com for wrestling tracks. In the meantime, stay home, be safe, wear your mask, wash your hands, and y'all be safe. One day, we'll get back together again, our wrestling family, and we'll have a great time, and it'll be all good. In the meantime, social distance yourself, be safe. Thank you for having me. Have a great day.